This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. A particularly goofy Friday episode of the show. We're not usually this silly on Fridays, but it started early.
I blame it on Tornado.
I blame it on you.
I blame it on you.
Yeah, yeah. You started it.
Me?
Actually, today.
Happy baby Ruth Taylor. Yeah. Oh, come on, man.
Tornado is pretty out of pocket as well. All right.
It's Jack, the one who wants to keep playing the drop.
He's never going to stop. He's going to stay here all weekend, playing it through all different shows.
Late entry for maybe drop of the year.
Yeah. So, all week, we've been giving away tickets to go see The Return of Creed. Creed is playing Freedom Mortgage Pavilion in Camden July 12th. Tickets are on sale now, Ticketmaster.com. It will sell out. So, if you're thinking about getting tickets, you don't win them now, I would buy them. Now, one of our ticket winners this week is going to get upgraded to pit tickets. Here's what we're doing. This is what we do on this show. We make you sing for it. If we sing Creed at 5:30 every day, you can sing as well. So we will play a clip of a Creed song. It will end. You then have to sing the next line. Sing the next line of the song. If you get it right, you get the tickets. Justin in Havertown, you're up first. Are you prepared, Justin?
Yeah, just trying to hope. Hopefully you don't lose any listeners after hearing my terrible voice, and we'll see how it goes.
Well, we don't lose it. I don't think we lose any listeners at 5:30, and none of us can sing. So you understand what's going to happen here, right? We're going to play the clip. As soon as it ends, you have to sing the next line, right?
Yep.
All right. Hit it, Jack.
Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet. And so far down.
There he goes.
Beautiful.
You got it.
Even the voice crack.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah.
All right, Justin. Well, you got a pair of tickets to see Creed on July 12th, Freedom Mortgage Pavilion. You're also registered for the pit tickets. We will announce the winner of the pit tickets 4:30 on Monday. So listen to Monday's show. Hopefully it's a happy show. Hopefully we beat the Steelers. But congrats, Justin.
I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
All right, putting Justin on hold so Jack can get his info. There we go.
That was kind of a layup.
Yeah, but you know, we couldn't. Talking about with Jack, we couldn't not do One Last Breath as one of the singles.
I agree. I was wondering when it was coming.
Yeah.
I was wondering.
It had to be the final one. And
the best day. I got you. Yeah.
And at least the first day with Hire, we got a bunch of people screwing it up. So so congratulations again. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Mm-hmm. All right. 215-592-9494. Chris in Jersey. You're on WIP. What's up, Chris?
What's going on, guys? Happy Friday.
Yes,
what
sir.
Up, Chris?
So I just had to call and say, I think that, you know, as much as I want AJ to have a good game, I think that winning this game is just so much more important, mainly because I'm putting, you know, $100 down on it. The Bills are beating the Lions this week.
Betting on Bills-Lions?
100%. Like, I think that the Bills are going to come and go into Detroit and beat them, like, horrendously. So I think that having that extra win will push us past. And I think that as much as, like, having AJ have those yards and maybe leaving like a good taste in our mouths with like the passing game, I think taking over the number one seed would also do that. So, I mean, I think there's definitely like a win-win just in getting that winning spot.
Mm-hmm. What? Just out of curiosity, why are you so sure the Bills are going to go in and beat Detroit?
I think Detroit, I mean, they have a ton of injuries on both sides of the ball. I think like whenever I look at their winning scores, they have those couple like huge blowout games, but they're most of them, I think, are under like, or at the time, were like under 500 teams. Whenever they play a good team, the games are pretty close. And the Bills have been playing. I mean, Josh Allen alone has been playing out of his mind. Probably the best quarterback in the league this year. I mean, it seems like they're almost unstoppable. So I just feel like, and after that loss last week, they kind of need one as well. I mean, Detroit has the room to drop one, essentially. I think that, you know, just if they need it, they're gonna go and take it. So
yeah, I think it's good for us that Buffalo lost to the Rams. I agree. Yeah, I think that increases the chance of, and the game's in Detroit, right?
Isn't
it? Yeah, that's
sucks that it's on at the same time our game is on.
Yeah, because that'd be a cool game to watch.
Yeah,
that's a good game.
And that at 1 o'clock,
Chris.
The Vikings too at the end. Like they're gonna need that one as well. I think that you get this one, you're sitting a lot prettier than you would be if you lose.
It's crazy. The Vikings are not out of the question to win the division.
Yes.
It's crazy.
And they could be the number one seed.
Yes.
The Vikings could.
Yeah.
If they win this weekend and we lose, maybe and Detroit loses, I mean, they could just hop right over both of us. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Chris, give us a power couple.
I think I'm going to go with Barack and Michelle.
That's a power couple.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
I mean, when you're president, that immediately puts you in power couple. Thank you, Chris.
Well, the funny thing is, but at least they
what?
They present as a couple.
They do.
Yes.
What the hell? Oh, there we go. I turned the volume down on my headphones accidentally. Yeah, not every, I guess.
Right.
Now, we have had two presidential power couples, but one was with the side chick.
I know.
JFK and Marilyn Monroe it's a good call, is what I would say.
And I would say, I mean, Jackie Kennedy is pretty damn good looking.
Yeah, she was.
I know she's not Marilyn Monroe, but yes.
Marilyn Monroe is all time. I mean, she's all time Mount Rushmore GOAT. For my delegation, I would say Marilyn Monroe.
Monroe?
Yeah.
Old people? Is that what your delegation is?
No. Look.
Because I don't know yet. Jack, how do you feel about Marilyn Monroe?
I'm a Marilyn. Yeah, sure. I get it.
Yeah, she's beautiful, right?
For the 50s.
No, you got to look at pictures. I'm not talking about the pinup stuff. Pictures of her.
What else are we looking at?
No, I'm just saying there's other pictures of her, like normal pictures. Like it's my type. The blonde hair, fair skin thing is my type.
Sure,
but I think Marilyn Monroe is goat level.
No, she is goat level.
Yeah, she's goat level. All right, 2-1. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, the official sponsor of the Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. Well, you guys lost I think you lost the eggs bacon thing. In a breakfast dish that has scrambled eggs and bacon, which would you consider the primary dish? 86% say
eggs.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, when you go to a restaurant, they ask, what side do you want with your
I do. That was one I couldn't fight.
Yep.
Couldn't fight that one. That's a good argument right there. I like that argument. The bacon is still the main.
Well, look, it's not our job. And my community of vegans are going to kill me for participating
in
this.
Your community sucks.
I don't actually like a lot of the community, to be honest with you. But did not make the choice to be with the community. But what I would say is this, and I'm not giving Dietz and Watson marketing, they can do what they want. They know what they're doing. Wouldn't a good advertising campaign be that bacon is the main part of the breakfast? That
it's
bacon.
That's the thing.
Yeah. It's not eggs and bacon. It's bacon and eggs.
That's
right?
Good marketing tip. I like
See?
That. I like
that. Trying to help them out. Stewardess Jim, you're on WIP. What's up, Jim?
Kind of a layup on those tickets there. Why don't you just say, hey, if you're an Eagle fan, just call in. I'll give you a ticket.
Oh, would you shut up?
If you hate the Cowboys, call in and you'll win tickets. You don't have to do anything. My mother listens to the show, for crying out loud. She could have sung that. She listens to you guys sing. Oh, by the way, did you give that? Have you given that money back yet?
What did you say, Jim?
What money?
The money your parents spent on singing lessons.
There it is.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I know. Just...
Hey, I'm going on vacation. Listen, I need Eagles to lose. I need what happened last year, same thing. Could you please lose multiple games, limp into the playoffs, please? I need that.
Yeah, you're going on vacation because the Eagles don't have to fly anywhere for the next month.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, no, I'll get back to that later. But I'm sick and tired of you guys. I'm sick and tired of you walking around with your chests out like you're big guys, like you own the NFL now. Come on. You're going to – the bigger the hype in Philadelphia, the bigger the disaster, just like the Phillies.
Can I tell you something, Jim?
What's that?
This from you this year.
Yes, it's been so weak.
Is so sad because I normally everybody gets riled up by the Cowboys fan guy ripping on the Eagles fan. I almost feel sympathy.
Yeah,
for
we got
you.
Pity for you, man.
The Cowboys are not just a losing team; they are a disaster.
And mostly irrelevant.
They're picking them to lose to the Panthers.
I know. That's how low it's gotten.
Yeah.
Hang on. If they won 9 in a row, do you think I'd be calling going, oh, my God, Dak isn't throwing enough. Oh, my God, what should we do? Not like you losers.
No.
Well, because we know Dak likes to run the score up on losing teams.
Yeah.
And what's this A.J. Brown? What's this turmoil? Come on, give me a break. I mean, come on. He comes on the airplane with his white rice and his soy sauce. Can you heat this up?
What?
I'm like, I got filet mignon. You don't want that? No, I want white rice and soy sauce in my Tupperware. I'm like, what kind of millionaire does that?
A millionaire who cares about his body.
Have you seen his body?
Yeah.
He's put together pretty good.
Yeah. Do you want to give us
a break?
Do you want to give us a good power couple aside from you and Howard on the plane?
I was just going to say, me and Howard, we're a power couple. Bye, losers.
All right, goodbye. It really is sad for him.
Snip that out.
Yeah, I knew it was coming there.
Yeah,
I wasn't giving him a punchline. Absolutely not. He didn't deserve one today. Well, he joins us every week around this time. It is everyone's favorite king of baloney. It's Tommy Down the Shore.
It's Tommy Down the Shore. Tommy Down the Shore.
Hello, baloney.
Likes to thank a grace, and then he goes and says his piece. It's Tommy.
You know what I'm saying?
Down the shore.
Tommy!
You know what? Go spike, go check. Big baloney business, baby. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Now,
up, Tommy?
Now, Tommy, my favorite.
Everything, baby.
My favorite thing that you've been doing is like every time you call us, there's either a dream or a half baked idea. And I know you're not going to disappoint us this week.
This time it's a half baked idea.
Yes.
You guys ready?
Yes.
Because I got a lot of ideas.
I know.
Some good ideas, some. Not so good ideas, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
This one feels pretty good. It's an idea for a fun, family-friendly, educational cartoon.
Oh.
Yeah, right. And we would do all the voices. I'm thinking the four of us, we just got to find an animator, you know what I mean, and do all the voices. You
okay.
Know what I mean? But you know, like SpongeBob, he's a sponge, right?
Yes.
He's a sponge. But he's got, like, a lot of personality. You know what I mean? He's funny, tells jokes and stuff.
Yep.
Well, the concept for this cartoon is the Baloneys, a.k.a. the Baloney family. You know what I mean?
Oh, a family of baloney?
Well, not all baloney. Each character is a different kind of, like, cured meat. You know what I mean? For example, you got, you know, Papa Prosciutto. You know what I mean? He's the father. You know what
okay.
I mean? You got Mama Mortadella. She's the mother. You know
okay.
What I mean? Then you got Tommy Salami. He's the oldest son. You know what I mean? And then you got Cindy Soprasada. She's the daughter. You know what I mean?
What was that one again? Soprasada?
Cindy Soprasada. That's right. If you eat enough Soprasada, that'll happen to you. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And then Baby Baloney. He's the baby. You know what I mean?
Ah. So it's a family of cured meats called the Baloneys.
That's right. That's right. The Baloneys, a.k.a. Baloney family. I'm not sure. Somewhere in between. Maybe
so then,
it's the Baloneys.
Is Papa Prosciutto's name Prosciutto Baloney?
That's right. Papa Prosciutto Baloney, Mama Mortadella Baloney, Tommy Salami Baloney, you know what I mean? And so forth.
Dude,
you know
I think mean? This. I think this has legs. I think this has legs.
That's right. And I told you it's a good idea. And like each episode is like a life lesson. You know what I mean? Like, for example, in the first episode, Tommy Salami, he skips school with the Pepperoni Twins. You know what I mean? And they get into trouble. And they set off fireworks and stuff. So then Mama Mortadella, Papa Prosciutto, they got to teach them, look, Tommy, stay in school. Get your education. Get good grades. You know what I mean? Study. You know what I mean? That kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, do the kids at the school, do they ever acknowledge that the kids they're going to school with are cured meats? Or are they also cured meats in the school? Or is it just normal people in the school?
Well, every character is a cured meat or a type of cheese. You know what I mean?
Oh.
For example, there's like Paulie Provolone. He's another friend of Tommy Salami. You know what I mean?
Paulie what?
Paulie Provolone.
Okay.
Paulie Provolone. And then you got, like, the Uncle Gary Gabagool. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, I like the Gabagool.
You got to get more phlegm in your Gabagool.
Yeah.
Gabagool. You got to say it phlegmy, Jack. That's how you do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I like this idea. I like it.
What do you guys think? Four of us will do all the voices. You know, we can each do multiple characters. We just got to figure out how to do that animation. That's it. You know what I'm saying?
I'm in. Just talk to our agents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be in touch. I'll have my people get in touch with your people.
That sounds, you know, good. Me? That sounds good.
I like it.
I'm glad you guys like it, man. Some of my ideas, you know, they're a little bit harebrained. You know what I mean?
Well,
but
you know,
feels
you
feels pretty solid.
You push the envelope. You know, like, yes. I appreciate that.
You think outside the box.
Yes.
Like, yeah. You know, and that's how you're going to become rich and famous.
Yes. Now,
I appreciate that, gentlemen. Thanks for the encouragement. Not everybody is just encouraging to me. You know what I mean?
Now, every Saturday morning cartoon had a famous, like song or whatever. Does the Baloney's have their own little jingle?
Not just yet. We got to go to the drawing board and write the tune. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
I was thinking, but we got to, like, reference some of the classics. You know what I mean? Like, I'll tell you, my all-time favorite cartoon theme song, we got to write something like this. You know what I mean? Is the Flintstones theme song. Remember that?
Yeah.
Flintstones.
That's an old... Meet the Flintstones.
They're the modern Stone Age family. They're a place right out of history.
Everybody knows, Jammer.
Let's drive with the family down the street to the courtesy of Fred Supreme. When you're
with the Flintstones. Yabba yabba dabba doo doo. A dabba doo time. You'll have a gay old time.
That's right, man. Yeah, baby.
Yeah, I love
it. Tommy watched a lot of TV as a kid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every single theme song.
Like Chip Douglas from The Cable Guy, man.
Well,
That's all I did was watch TV.
Well, watch this. Watch this. Tommy, Family Ties.
Well, I bet we've been together for a million years. And I bet we'll be together for a million more. Well, it's like I started dreaming on the night we kissed. And I can't remember what I ever did before. What would we do, baby, without us? What would we do, baby, without us? You know what I'm saying?
He could do it. Real quick. What? Growing pains.
Oh, that's another good one.
Show me that smile again.
Show me that smile.
Don't waste another minute on your crying. We're nowhere near the end.
We're nowhere near the end.
The best is ready to begin.
See, he can do it.
Now, give me the Jeffersons or Good Times.
Yeah, give him the Jeffersons.
Well, fish don't fry in the kitchen. Boom, boom. Beans don't burn on the grill. Dun, dun, dun. A whole lot of trying.
Just get up that hill.
We're moving on up.
Moving on up.
I had to make sure the delegation heard me at least throw something in there that they could relate to, man. Yeah.
That's right. That's one of my all time favorites.
Well, I bet Tommy knows Good Times too.
Oh, I'm sure.
That, you know what? It starts.
Keeping your head above water.
That's what I used to say.
Oh, wow.
Temporary layoffs.
Oh, Good Times.
That's right,
yes. Our early credit. Da, da. Yeah. All right. Tommy.
Well, I know you know Spike.
Yes.
I know what you're
at home
watching.
That sounded really good.
Tommy, Eagles, Steelers, Sunday. What do you got?
Listen, I think, okay, our strength of the team is the running defense. Everybody understands this dynamic. But I think Jalen Hurts is hearing all the negativity, and I think it's actually a good thing. Because I think what's going to happen is he's going to get fired up, and he's going to have a huge game from the passing side of football. On Sunday, I'm going 37-27 birds.
Wow, 10 in a row.
It might not score 37 David. Combined points.
Look, Tommy's been run the table for weeks now.
Yes.
And they just keep winning.
Close, right? I've been pretty close a number of different times.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, Tommy, another great call. We look forward to the new cartoon, The Baloney's. And
we're going to all do it together. We're going to co-star. We're the voice actors. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I want to be Papa Prosciutto. Can you make
me Papa Prosciutto?
Yeah,
we can split them up.
I'm not being mom. I'm just letting you know.
No, you're baby baloney.
Okay, baby baloney.
I'll be Tommy Salami. Jack is Paulie Provolone.
No, Jack's Mama Mortadella.
I want to be Gary Gabagool.
Oh, yeah. Jack's Gary Gabagool. That's right.
All right, Tommy. We'll talk to you next time, brother.
All right, brother.
Thanks so much, guys. You guys are the best. I will talk to you next week. Go Birds. I'm over and over and over and over and out.
I kind of want to see the Bolognese now.
Yeah. I think that'd be, that's a great, and listen, the concept is right.
Yes. Yes.
You got to execute this thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Jack, what
we
was
we might have another stream of money.
What was a TV theme? What's one with your age group that
what's the show? Yeah.
Boy Meets World or Full House?
Well, Full House, yes. Full House is our generation.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
No.
Yes,
you were in college when Full House came out.
No.
No, Full House was before college.
Isn't that like 91, 92?
Yeah. I was still in high school.
I wasn't in college until 94.
Easy.
Yeah.
That was Friday night. That was the Friday night lineup.
Yes.
Yeah, but see, when I caught Full House, it was like on Nick at Night.
I got
the reruns of Full House.
We got when the twins were like hell, they were like 1 or 2 years old.
See, Full
before
House.
Before we knew they were twins.
Full House to him is like what Taxi was to us.
Okay.
Like on reruns. I never saw Taxi when it was like live.
When it was live, yeah.
How I Met Your Mother.
Okay, yeah.
But yeah.
I don't even know that one.
Yeah, it was a big show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who was in How I Met Your Mother?
Doogie. Jason Segel was the big one.
Wasn't Doogie in it?
Neil Patrick Harris.
Yeah,
Harris
he was in that one too? Yeah.
And then the girl from American Pie that was at band camp.
Yeah.
I forget what her name is.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it's a big show. It's a big show. So top five.
For being in band camp.
Top five. Top five of five is next. Jack, what do we have to look forward to?
The funniest things that I've seen in the last 24 hours.
These are always good. These are always
including,
good.
And this is actually not an Ike-related thing from today's show.
Yes. Yeah, but there is a thing from today's show.
We have to open an investigation on in the top five coming up next.
I have no idea.
I think I know what this is. And it is not Ike-related, but okay. I think I know what it is.
Thank God. I feel like I've taken enough arrows today from Jack.
Yes, yes, yes.
Happy baby Rujan.
And we continue to discuss, would you rather see a win on Sunday, but the passing game looks ugly, or a loss, but the passing game looks great? 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.